Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Yes, my friends, we are live. It is Sunday, the 20th day of January, 2008. We'll be here live for the next 2 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. No guests today. A lot of your calls at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, on stations from San Diego to northern New York, down to Florida, to right here in Austin, Texas, on News Radio 590 KLBJ. The studios, we come to you from locally in Texas, in the area. It's 836-0590. Here is the news I have in front of me. Seeking tools to calm the market, the New York Times, the establishment media, is finally getting around to admitting that we're in a deep, deep recession that could gyrate into a massive currency collapse and total depression. And they're talking about the stock market going down to 6,000. Now, of course, those of you that understand inflation know that at 2,000 numbers, the stock market is below 6,000 in actual dollar value today. So they're talking about a stock market at 3,000 points the year 2000 level. Also, overseas investors are aggressively buying up the infrastructure and companies in the United States. The fire sale, we are now a third world nation, in case no one got around to telling you about it. Also, directly from the Council on Foreign Relations website, the organization sworn to destroy U.S. sovereignty, CFR, the historical anomaly of the dollar, they go in to talk about a world currency directly from them. So we'll be breaking that down. Also, Mexico is already interfering in the politics and internal workings of the United States at the behest of our federal government, of course, welcoming them to do this. But later I'll put a little clip from CNN, to hear it to believe it. Mexico ready to interfere in U.S. elections. Also, honeybees may be wiped out completely within 10 years. Another report here, we told you this 2 weeks ago when it first happened. Now it's come out and been admitted that the new Gulf of Tonkin event in the Strait of Hormuz was staged. Iran didn't threaten the ships. The audio was fake. And it wasn't just somebody joking around on the radio. It was a staged event. And even mainstream media is now reporting that. See, that's the good news. They don't get away with this stuff most of the time now when they stage terror attacks or stage provocations. Even the mainstream media has to report on it because it comes out. We know your tricks, but like an old dog, they just keep bringing out the same trick over and over again. Earlier in the week, I talked about this on my weekday syndicated transmission, but I thought I'd talk about it again today. Fox News, foreign television, BBC, as well as British papers, are reporting that there are secret armies of Al-Qaeda all over the West, 1,400 strong. They're blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and it says, watch all white people. See, first they create the false pretext of terrorism, Al-Qaeda. Then they get you looking under every rock and under your bed at night and in the closet for Al-Qaeda. If you slip and fall, Al-Qaeda did it, kind of like Jack Frost is secretly, you know, frosting the grass and the trees in the morning. It's mythological, but for a dumbed-down public, it works like a charm. The new Al-Qaeda, quote, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, they're everywhere under Al-Qaeda's control. So we'll be going over that and talking about politics decision 2008. I have a nice screenshot up on prisonplanet.com. We omit, you decide, by the ultra-liberal neocon, fake conservative Judas goat, Judas Iscariot. It's there to neutralize conservatives, fool them until it's too late, and bring in the New World Order. Ron Paul won second place in Nevada. What did Fox News, CNN, and a bunch of others do? We actually watched some of the coverage this weekend when I was up in Dallas on a shoot working on a new film on the JFK assassination. I was up there, and so at night we'd watch and I'd read the papers, and I nowhere heard, except if you actually went to the returns, that Ron Paul had even gotten second place. It was all Mitt Romney, first place, John McCain, second place, Mike Huckabee, third place. Now, it's true that Ron Paul tied McCain for second place, but they just omitted him. They just didn't even show him. They just showed Mitt Romney, John McCain, and Mike Huckabee side by side. And they did that everywhere else. But you better believe when he had a weak showing in South Carolina, a 4 points, still better than Giuliani, who you still they keep cramming down your throat, Giuliani. Just, oh, my gosh, Paul ought to drop out. He's not doing well, only 4 percentage points. I mean, if they give Ron Paul one-tenth the coverage, they give Giuliani. He was still getting more coverage than anybody but Hillary because he is the establishment candidate. And they're telling us that John McCain is the Republican for the job, the only electable Republican. Oh, he's so great. Did you know that he's mafia-connected and his wife is? And that's even been in major papers. Did you know that he was part of the Keating Five in savings and loan swindles? They all went to prison. He didn't. He was the Keating Six, the sixth man. So they call him anti-corruption, Mr. Clean McCain, knowing that the public is ignorant, knowing that the public is unaware of his history. It doesn't matter if I've interviewed people who were in the Hanoi Hilton for a few days with him. He agreed to turn over all the secrets on the fleet and the jets and the rest of it. So they took him to a lavish facility. I mean, McCain is anti-gun. He's called for gun bans. He's for total blanket open borders and total North American Union merger amnesty. I mean, he couldn't be more unconservative, unlibertarian, anti-freedom. But it doesn't matter. Hillary, McCain, none of them. They're all bought and paid for by the same globalist interest. If you don't vote for Paul, vote for none of them. How about you just focus locally where you could actually have an effect? And we focus. We have over 50% turnout. For national presidential races, the big horse races, but then we have 8% at the county and city level on average in the country. I know that's about 8.2 here in Austin, where I live. That's where the real power is. That's where the real action, that's where the feds come in and federalize you, is happening. That's where we need to focus most of our energies. By the way, some people are saying, well, Ron Paul's out of it. Well, I mean, why is Giuliani still in it? He keeps beating Giuliani in every primary. Bottom line, we've already won in the Ron Paul Revolution. Masses of people, tens of millions, are talking about the private Federal Reserve, the New World Order, the North American Union, the inflation tax on our money. Either way, we're standing up, we're fighting. More people are awake to the globalists and the international financial interests that control our country, like a puppeteer controls his marionette. And that's the good news. This is a process. This isn't going to be won overnight, and I'm glad Ron Paul's still in the race. And who knows, he might run for a third party. You know, he isn't ruling that out now. And so we'll see what happens there. At least real ideas will be injected into this debate. When we get back from break, we're going to open up the phones. Again, the toll-free number, 877-590-5525. And then after we take some calls at the bottom of the hour after news, I'm going to get into the economy and talk about the supposed fixes that the Republicans and Democrats in a bipartisan package, according to Chucky Schumer, Mr. Ban All Guns in the Senate, and George Bush, his good buddy. We're going to break down the fact that it is not a solution, and they're not even discussing the real root cause of the problem. And then we'll get into Mexico interfering in the internal operations of the United States. This is called espionage. This is called getting involved in the internal affairs of another country. This is what the United States has done to other third world nations. That's how pathetic we've gotten. And again, I love this country, but we're not going to save it. We're not going to save the country unless we start admitting just how serious and just how deep the real problems are. So I would also ask the listeners, what do you think of Mexico saying that they're going to run TV ads during the election this year in 2008? They're going to run nonstop TV ads, radio ads, print ads all over the United States saying legalize the illegals, let hundreds of millions of Latin Americans pour in unabated, of course, then get all the free health care, have their births all paid for, further bankrupt the nation. But, you know, I think the country is going to completely financially collapse long before they get all this done, and the pressures will be so great that the illegal aliens are going to have to go home, a lot of them. That's why the establishment's rushing to get amnesty now to flood the nation with as many as they can before the New World Order destroys the United States once and for all. And believe me, we're in the crosshairs. It's happening now. We'll be right back.
is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 18, 2008. Gold, 880.80. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $906.58, $446.60 for half, $223.30 for quarter. That's $906.58, $446.60, and $223.30. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. 2/3 of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we are back live again. It's the 20th day of January, 2008. Toll program to join us, 877-590-5525. Let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls and all the financial news coming up in the next segment. Let's talk to Matt listening in Boston. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Nice to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
I just want to point out this article that AP put out on January 7th about how there's a they're using RFID chips to on students' backpacks in Rhode Island, and they're also going to use GPS to on the buses there to kind of track everyone. And it said the ACLU ripped the plan, but it looks like it's going to go through.
Yeah, the ACLU has a lot of well-meaning members in it, but it's loyal opposition. Predominantly, it goes and creates bad case law. It goes and loses the cases. It attacks things that are rights and then doesn't properly defend things that are rights as well. So you get a mixed bag with them. But that aside, the Pentagon officially said more than a decade ago that they were going to have RFID in all products, that they were going to demand that all manufacturers have that in place by 2004. They're a few years behind. It was the Pentagon that enforced the acceptance of the Universal Product Code, the barcode, by the mid-'80s. It was also Walmart. But Walmart and the Pentagon in 2000 had a public partnership to demand that all of their suppliers, from everything from shavers to cans of soup, all have tiny little tags on them. And then when you pay, even with cash in the future, with the new national sales tax they're pushing as a replacement for the income tax, they're actually going to keep both, they will scan that, and then that will go on the record of what you purchased. Also, face-scanning cameras were nationwide 5 years ago, cameras that recognize the shape of your face, your ear, your walk, your voice. Most cities have thousands of microphones and tens of thousands of cameras. Most of them you don't even see. That all goes into emergency management centers that are shared by the locals that are run by FEMA. And so the military-industrial complex is just taking over. All over the country, they're making school teachers and also realtors biometrically scan their hands and fingers and faces and retinas, depending on the state. But it's all federally funded. And then the government selectively enforces you can be a convicted coke dealer and run the elections in New Hampshire, and that's okay. They then just selectively enforce that. Once they have your fingerprints, too, they can easily fake them and then go and frame you in the government. Federal and states have been caught literally tens of thousands of times doing that. And the Department of Education, the Pentagon, and others admit that the schools are the training grounds of the future. Thousands of school districts have cameras all over the schools, in the classrooms, in the bathrooms, even over the urinals and toilets. It's just total 1984, RFID going in everywhere, tracking everything we do. Just 6 months ago, they were still denying that they were listening to our phones. It was just for Al-Qaeda. Now they admit, okay, we're going to read all your emails, track everything you do, have a whole history of all your web searches. By the time they're telling you about something, it's already in place. We have a private corporate owners who are doing everything they can to make a cynical, dumbed down, unengaged in this process. They control most of the states with electronic fraud-driven machines. They've been caught in every state doing it. I mean, it really is a hellish future with this technocracy that we have in place running things. And it's our job to get the people to realize just how serious and how bad this is, because these are some very bad people. They want this control grid in place so they can completely destroy our standard of living and bring us back to a feudalist state. We're going to be covering that after the break. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ed in L.A. Says that he disagrees. Ed, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I'm a real big fan, but the way you interview, you're like a big fat pumpkin head. You don't let anybody talk. The grandfather of Reaganomics told you to shut up sometimes. Why don't you shut up when somebody's talking when you're interviewing somebody, listen to them so everybody can listen to them. And the best part of your show, which I do agree, is when you digress and when you go in ranting and raving. Big fan, Alex.
All right. You know, I re-aired that Dr. Paul Craig Roberts interview from a few months ago where he told me shut up and let him finish. See, I don't care what you think of me. I don't care how it sounds. Why am I, quote, the king of conspiracy? Why am I the most listened to in this whole genre? Why do I have the biggest websites at prisonplanet.com and truthnews.us? It's because I do the show the way I want to. And if I want to make a point, and if I want to stop a guest, and I want to add something, I'm going to do it. Actually, if you watch the shows on CNN or Fox, they all talk about 20 seconds and then interrupt the other one. I sit there and I let people talk 1, 2, 3 minutes at a time sometimes before I jump in. So you really are just a little bit confused there, sir. But I know you're a big fan and all, but if you don't like the way I do the show, just don't listen. Because that's another thing about me. I don't care if you listen to my show. Really, I'm not doing this for fun or for kicks. This is about the information. And I'm strongly considered, because I have so much news and information, sometimes, you know, not even taking calls. I enjoy your calls. I enjoy the directions they take us in. People that disagree go to the head of the line, by the way. But at the same time, I have a lot of really serious issues that need to be covered here. Okay, let's go ahead now and let's talk to Mark in Atlanta. He wants to talk about the recount in New Hampshire. Go ahead, sir.
Well, brother, you're ever in our prayers, and I hope you're going to keep me in your prayers, because to be honest, right now I'm as sound as a dollar, and we all know how bad that is. Hopefully I'm going to be getting a real job before too long, because the New World Order has not been kind to me. Yeah, I've been trying to find out, because I saw one little blurb that said there were some discrepancies with the recount, but I haven't heard any actual results yet. Are they not finished folding, spindling, and mutilating the ballots to their desired ends, or what's going on?
Well, you know, that's the situation, and it's a good point you bring up. In New Hampshire, Dennis Kucinich on the Democratic side, and, of course, then one of the lower-level Republican candidates on the Republican side went for a recount. We supported that, but then you have the same people. Bev Harris, election fraud expert, who, of course, produced Hacking Democracy, was their expert for HBO special, went out there and just said it's the same people that did this that are recounting it. And see, for the first time, suddenly the polls in the past were always accurate, especially when it showed big spreads, big differences. And we had Barack Obama in the lowest polls, 13 points ahead. Then he loses by almost 4 points. So that's a 16-point-plus difference between Obama and Clinton. The truth is Hillary Clinton's unpopular. The people know she's established, but they don't want her. Doesn't matter. Ron Paul was double what he got in the polls in New Hampshire, but magically didn't. And then all these discrepancies came up, and zero ballots counted for him in townships where he got votes. So, no, I haven't gotten the latest word on that. It takes a while to do that recount. And we're just in a pickle, sir. We're in a very, very serious situation. Let's jam in one more call before we go to break. Let's talk to Jay in Tennessee. You're on the air, Jay.
Alex, how you doing? Hey, I noticed on Truth News you posted a really good article about Bertrand Russell and his discussions about the social changes that technology would bring about. And basically he talks about moving everyone into a sort of a scientific dictatorship, if you will.
Stay there. I'm going to let you finish up on the other side, Jay, okay? We'll be right back and talk about the scientific dictatorship, because that leads perfectly into the economic news. This is a process of shackling you, a process of hurting you, controlling you, dumbing you down. And until you become aware of that process, we have no hope of stopping and then reversing this trend towards absolute despotism. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Taking your phone calls at 877-590-5525. Listening to us in Texas, 836-0590. I'm going to finish up with this call and get into some of the economic news. And coming up, Mexico ready to interfere in U.S. elections. I got news for you. It's already happening, but that's from CNN. Going back to Jay in Tennessee, talking about the scientific dictatorship. For folks that don't know, hundreds of textbooks, thousands of documents, hundreds and hundreds of books by top sociologists, top PR masters, the father of modern advertising, Edward Bernays. I mean, literally, it's all they talk about is how to control people, how people operate, how to manipulate them. And they even taught you to not believe that even exists. Believe me, it does exist, and my job is not even to convince you of anything. It's to get you to realize that things are happening around you, that people are trying to influence you. And I'm very honest that I'm trying to influence you, but they're more subtle. The different types of propaganda, this propaganda net, web that they put over you. But they said in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, they would basically take kids away from their parents by using the schools. They would drug the children. They would dumb them down. They would teach them to just be mindless and petty. They would use baubles and trinkets and constantly chasing the dollar to make people envious and greedy. They would pay women to not have men in the house. To break up the family with welfare, all these things to help you, and I assure you, helping you is not what they're after. Total domination, total control. What are we doing today, Pinky? The same thing we do every day, trying to take over the world. You know, the old rock and roll song, everybody wants to rule the world. Well, that's what they certainly in the elite want. Jay in Tennessee, go ahead, sir, and finish up your statement.
I've had upper level social theory classes, and just like you said, you don't have to go very far in the studying the origins of sociology to find out that all the founding fathers, Simmel, others, especially and George Simmel, wrote some really interesting analyses of what was happening in terms of the move from rural to urban life and how that would change everything, and how technology would bring about sort of a hive mind, if you will.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, 230, 240 years ago, wrote that we had to stay agrarian, but also stay the educated yeoman farmer, because centralization in cities would allow the elites of Europe, as they'd always done, to get total control.
Exactly. And that's precisely what Russell commented or what was saying in an article you posted on Truth News. And so, I mean, as a response to the guy who called in a few weeks ago trying to argue that Bertrand Russell was a good guy, I mean, there's nothing good about Bertrand Russell.
Bertrand Russell said that blacks were basically not human.
Exactly.
But, we're not supposed to read his books that say that, because he's a Nobel Prize winner and the liberals say he's great. I mean, Margaret Sanger gave awards to Hitler, got awards from him. We have all her letters calling blacks weeds. But then, again, folks, all these poor black people out there, just like everybody else who believes the system cares about them, and the liberals love you. Oh, yeah, they really love you. They really love you. Let me tell you, they want to totally dominate you. All right, we're going to go back to your calls, Greg and Andrew and others coming up. But let me get into the economy. If you've been listening to me for the last 10 years or even the last year, 6 months, you know I've been saying that the globalists stated in the 70s with the Trilateral Commission public statements that they would create a euro, as they've done. They would then create a union in North America, then larger, that they would destroy the dollar, and they would then have a currency crisis that went on for several years or longer, as long as a decade, between the dollar and the euro and other competing currencies, and then have a global benchmark on a new global cashless society currency that they could fully control and manipulate. And if you weren't a good little globalist, they turned your national ID card off. If you're not a good little globalist, they're going to have debtor prisons again. You walk outside your house, or even if you're homeless, the camera face scans you. Police come and pick you up and put you in a labor camp. They're now proposing this, talking about it. So everything they said decades ago, they're now implementing. And this is a report from the New York Times today. And it says, seeking tools to calm a market. And, of course, they put this, they couch this as the government's trying to help you. But listen carefully. They go on to report that we had a 59.91 fall just this last week in the Dow at 12,099.30. And they say that Friday the Dow in the next year could sink, this is the New York Times, to 6,000 by the end of the year as the country slides into deep recession. And it goes on from there. But see, even that isn't is just the surface. If you have the dollar at less than half the value it was in 2000, this is very simple 2 + 2 = 4 stuff. If you look at that, then you realize that the stock market is really below 6,000. So if it drops to 6,000 now, but in real worth is only worth 6,000, currently it'll be worth less than 3,000. And I get emails from people saying, I'm a stockbroker, I'm a whatever. You don't need to talk about this. It may be true, but it destroys confidence. And, this is going to look, I'm not the one that set up this fiat system. You know, we got the IMF World Bank documents when their chief economist, Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz, quit in 2002. And there was the IMF saying, we've bankrupted all these third world countries. And then once they're imploded, they like that. Once they totally fall apart and have a depression, the big central banks that still issue the currencies and have the foreign strong currencies they control can come in and literally fire sale everything and buy it up. Okay? That's why they've done this to third world country after third world country after third world country. And that's why now it is starting to come home to roost here. And they're doing it by design. Now the very same global interest. These are not capitalists. These are not free market. They're robber barons. They're monopoly men who control the issuance of currency and credit. Okay, and that's why they run everything and own everything. I mean, everything in the free market, you know, all the supposed wealth that they don't control is only about 20%. They have 80% of everything. Now they want it all. And to do that, they have to have a global slide into deep recession and then depression. They're going to call a depression a recession. We have not been out of a recession for decades. The debt goes up, corporate, government, private. The amount of hours you have to work, your standard of living in reality goes down. Just because your house that was 200 grand is now 500 grand, that's devalued currency. Everybody's leveraged out on their credit cards. This was all done and precipitated, and this is in their own documents. This is what's so incredible. by design to get you into this position. Now, they suddenly announce, remember on a conspiracy theory a month ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, talking about the exact issues you can now read in the news, but they spin it and say, don't worry, we'll freeze interest rates. Well, if they freeze interest rates at 5%, 5.5%, then the world that's already running away from the dollar isn't going to continue to buy securities in the dollar, and the dollar is going to drop even more. And they've now made the decision to have another rate cut, and, of course, the dollar went down in the last few weeks, and gold went up to over $910 an ounce. That's because gold didn't really go up. The dollar went down. And so you've lost more than half your value, half your savings, half of everything you've got in the last 7 years. And they're having debates about 1% or 2% tax cuts or tax credits on your mortgages or freezing mortgages. And they're saying that it all spirals around bad debt with the mortgages. But that's only one problem. What have I been saying for 3 years? Since we learned in 2005, 2006, I went to the Bilderberg Group with the 125 richest people in the world, the royalty, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, they're all there. We had people inside, we got the data out, and we told you what was going to happen. We said they're going to kill the housing market. They want to bring the market down by design to start the unraveling of the economy so they can come in after they've blown it out and loot. Now, those shows are all on the Internet. The articles we wrote are all at PrisonPlanet.com. I'm on record, always right, always on target, because I read what they say they're going to do to us. It isn't hard, and I'm tired of it. It's time for you to find out who our real enemy is and get mad, because if you don't get mad and take action, they're going to go ahead and decide to take us down to zero. I don't want to be a slave. Stand up to them. Don't you want to be free?
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine's walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today, and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95. Plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act. Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back live. I know we've got LaVon, Eric, Greg, Andrew, and many others patiently holding at 877-590-5525. All right. I challenge new listeners listening around the country on AM, FM dial, shortwave internet, satellite, to go back and just look at the financial reports we've put out at PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and some of them in the last 6, 7, 8 years documenting what was going to happen, exactly what was going to happen. Imagine you're the private banks. You've somehow bought control of the governments in the last 200 years, the U.S. in the last 90. You are able to issue all the credit you want. You issue it and a predatory way like a loan shark to fully bankrupt and to create an economic system where no one could pay it off so you could consolidate under the guise of growing the economy, where really what you were doing was getting everybody in a position where you could pull a rug fully out from under them. Now, there are hundreds and hundreds of things that they're able to do once they implode an economy, but I keep explaining that when the dollar loses 60% of its value against the euro in the last 7 years, I keep saying seven, it's since 2000, it's been 8 years. So in the last 8 years, that they're able to then come in and buy up everything. But they don't just come in and buy up companies and sections of the stock market and the media and Hollywood. They don't just come in and buy the gold mines and the mineral deposits. They come in and buy off your politicians criminally, corruptly. They come in and buy them off publicly, and they hand them over the roads for nothing. Just for campaign contributions. They hand over the reservoirs. They hand over the power plants. They hand them all over. I mean, this is full-scale looting that is going on. Here's the New York Times today. Overseas investors buy aggressively in U.S. Last May, a Saudi Arabian conglomerate bought a Massachusetts plastic maker. In November, a French company established a new factory in Adrian, Michigan. And then it goes on to make it look positive and just mention just a few. And I guess in a sick way it's true. As we become more and more third world, we'll start competing with China and India and places, but we'll live like they do. For much of the world, the United States is now on sale at discount prices. This is the New York Times. With credit tight, unemployment growing, and worries mounting about a potential recession. A potential recession. They supposedly have said since 2001 to 2007, the economic numbers, that we had this big boom. But the median income lost $1,000 in this nation. In 6+ years, we lost $1,000 per worker. That was per worker, not just household. It was more per household. Go pull these numbers up. I was reading them just last week. Speaking of Treasury, former Treasury head, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, I was talking to him about it live just a few weeks ago. And this is what they're doing to our economy. And they're coming in and snatching and grabbing it all up. And the governments of the world have dumped over $700 billion, half of that from the U.S., into banks to, quote, make them solvent. All they're doing is acting like they're doing something. The Financial Times of London has even been honest about it and said that the big central banks are running all this to consolidate the medium-sized banks. And you think of a Countrywide or you think of a Northern Rock, you think of one of those as a huge bank, that's actually a retail bank to you, the consumer. They're small compared to the central banks that are the top of this credit pyramid. And they just unleash this huge tsunami of currency and credit. But then it devalues it, but they don't care because they're going to get the real assets. Imagine if you had a money and credit machine, how long would it take you to take over society? Not very long. And that's what these individuals have done. And now the Council on Foreign Relations comes right out in the open on their own website. We have this posted for posterity on truthnews.us. CFR, the historical anomaly of the dollar. And they go on to say we need a global currency. But then you talk about this, and the mainstream media, see, the mainstream media will spin, water down, lie predominantly, but then in the actual publications put out by these different organizations, this is really the shadow government, people that operate our nation, they're very open about it, knowing that the average American's too busy watching reality TV and into Britney Spears and her new English accent or O.J. being brought in and arraigned in court, instead of being concerned about how the world really works or who runs things and what do they have planned for the economy that we all live in. They can't get away with this unless you're ignorant and unengaged. So, again, I am lecturing. Please, please, you're smart. You know all about the football plays and all about the Cowboys and the Giants and all about the Pats and you know everything about how much each player weighs and what kind of car they drive. And you know, you're an expert on that, but you don't understand fiat currencies. Now, before I go back to your calls, and then I've got a bunch of other election news and also some really serious environmental news and economic news I'm going to be going over, I wanted to play just a minute or so, and this too is up on truthnews.us, from a YouTube clip of CNN Friday. And this is Lou Dobbs, and I'd already reported on this, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying this has been going on a long time. But now it's finally getting attention. Remember, I told you 2 years ago that those big Mexican rallies all over the country, calling for open borders, calling for the end of the U.S., saying this is Mexico, that those were funded by the Mexican government and the White House. And it was even in the Dallas Morning News that nobody gave it any attention. Even Belo got it right. They said, oh, yeah, millions of dollars by this big PR firm, the Mexican government, the U.S. government are funding in Dallas, to run it out of Mexico and into the U.S., with the media all saying how great it is. But citizens go out and protest the war, the riot cops will come beat your head in. But the illegal aliens can run out and block highways. And we'll tell you why that's so important. I'm not even against the illegal aliens. I mean, you've all been brainwashed with the general public, just your own form of brainwashing, your own flavor. This is big picture. But first, because you don't believe me, some of you out there, here it is, Lou Dobbs.
The battle over illegal immigration is about to become the subject of a multi-million dollar advertising campaign in this country. And guess who may be paying for a large part of that? You'll never guess. The government of Mexico. A U.S. advertising executive says he's close to a deal with the Mexican government to help fund a $100 million ad campaign that would be pushing, you guessed it, amnesty for illegal aliens. Casey Wyan has our report.
Lobbying groups for the U.S. construction, agriculture, and other industries with large illegal alien workforces are funding a series of pro-amnesty TV ads scheduled to air after this year's presidential convention.
And then it goes in to admit that the Mexican government is footing millions and millions of this. Now, what did I tell you 2 years ago? Now, I didn't learn about this under a toadstool or in a cabbage patch. It was in the Dallas Morning News. I took the keywords in it, Googled it, and found stuff literally hundreds of times worse. Because the Dallas Morning News was acting like it was good. Oh, how cute, how wonderful. The Mexican and U.S. government are funding this big PR firm to put tens of millions of dollars of PR and to contact media and to run a big PR campaign. And the meat packers groups who'd fired all the American workers and hired the illegal aliens, they paid them with the days off for week after week to run around and do this in the streets. Big corporations, the media that's financed and owned by them, the government of the U.S., the government of Mexico, for those same corporate interests. But here's the problem. We subsidize that. The average illegal alien is on triple the welfare of even an inner-city black. Did you know that? Because they can have multiple identities and it's not enforced. Did you know that illegal aliens in almost every major city don't have to have driver's license? The police have been told to let them go. I've had Austin cops admit it to my face, but it's been in the paper. And when they do arrest them, the judges and the courts and the prosecutors say, let them go. They're above the law. They don't have to have insurance, nothing. Citizens do. Then they go in and get health care in front of you because the hospitals have been told, serve them first. They're, you know, they certainly don't have insurance. They get free health care. Citizens don't. Oh, you didn't know this? Wait till you cut your finger off and try to go to the Brackenridge like I did. And the illegal aliens are all going in right in front of me, not even checking anything. But as a citizen, I had full insurance, and I had to yell at them after 30 minutes because I didn't want to lose my finger. It was dangling by a piece of meat to go put my finger on. I mean, just experience it for yourself. Kind of like I tell you, mercury's still in the vaccines. Go to your doctor and say, I want a vaccine. When he walks out, say, I want the insert. Open up the ingredients and read it. And go, Alex Jones is right. The mainstream media is lying. You'll find out the truth, ladies and gentlemen. The government's got thousands of unfunded mandates on the states. The feds do. They want to bankrupt the states. Every state in the union's going bankrupt. And they pile more and more on. But there's always more money for cops to go out and write tickets and run checkpoints on citizens. We have got 100 million people in Mexico, 30 million of those living here in the United States conservatively. We have got hundreds of millions of Latin Americans, 50-plus million new births in Latin America in a year. That's not even all the other foreigners coming in, who come in and literally get first come, first serve, whatever they want on welfare, which then subsidize them working for $5-6 an hour. I'm not against these people individually, but that's why they have Angus and Reid polls. That's why they have Gallup polls showing 67 to upwards of 75%. Go pull them up for yourself of Hispanic Americans, who are Americans, and then even naturalized Hispanics, who say, shut the border down. Why? Why, when we have an anti-open border rally, do we have a lot of Hispanics there? Because they know their truck driving job went down from $25 an hour to $12 an hour, and it's going down even further. They know that the company they own is going bankrupt. They know it's killing the country because they're in the same boat as every other citizen. But the media tries to act like it's racist and claims that all Hispanics are for open borders when they're not. So other Hispanics feel weird and say they're for it, so everybody else goes along with it. We'll be right back with a power-packed, info-packed
I am David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact.